This is Like a Cock Grouse, Drumming in an Open Field, a part of an archive broadcast, Nature of Things, from November 4th, 1988, by John Weeks.
Any regular listener to this spot knows that I am fascinated with the pathways and the efficiency of energy transfer in nature. Nature is, after all, primarily a complex energy system. Everything interesting, amazing, even beautiful in nature flows directly from individual characteristics, you might even say quirks, of energy interplay. The cock grouse expends both physical and nervous capital in drumming and displaying. If no female sees it, or, heaven forbid, if no female responds, we would probably say that it was wasted energy. How do we know? Doesn't practice help? Isn't land hold the first criterion for success in nesting reproductive process? In fact, we don't know how to judge success for a grouse, or for nature in general. At best, we make educated guesses. That's been going through my mind of late as I have viewed the efforts of local citizens relative to landfill site selection in Onondaga County. Being chairman of the Marcellus Environmental Commission, I have more than passing interest in the process. The group of public-spirited citizens who serve with me on that commission expend their energies monthly on reviewing proposals for development in our town. We try hard to seek out potential environmental abuses in these proposals. Often we feel like the lovelorn grouse. Developers hardly ever applaud us for what we point out about the potential abuses and what they want to do. Often I suspect the town board is not much more pleased with our cautions to them. However short-sighted it seems to be an American credo that business and private citizens have a constitutional right to alter environmental potential, regardless of the eventual cost to the health and future productivity of the environment. A handy corollary to this is that government has an obligation to pick up the pieces and restore the health of our neighborhoods, as long as it doesn't cost too much. This last, of course, is the view of all who don't live in the neighborhood affected. Those who believe that citizens have no chance to influence governmental action should look into the efforts of these not-in-my-own-backyard groups, NIMBYs we call them. If ever the capacity of Americans to work together, pooling skills, energy, and passion had a classic expression, it is the NIMBY. I have recently been especially impressed by the work of a group centered on opposition to a proposed landfill site less than a mile northwest of Marcellus. The concerted energy of this group is awesome. Their products, studies, newsletters, action plans are very impressive. I'm convinced that some of the most educated, intelligent people in the Marcellus area are occupied in this effort. Lest you believe that I'm applauding them for what they're doing, however, let me insert a caveat or two. It doesn't take a very high IQ to calculate that the final product of the not in my own backyard syndrome is inevitably in my backyard. See, this is the double negative raised to the nth power. For if the rights of N communities to oppose landfill is ultimately recognized, it means that nobody's waste products are welcome in anyone else's backyard, and we are left with the alternatives of creating no waste or of burying it in our own backyards. Remember, it isn't welcome anyplace else. Maybe these people aren't as smart as I'm giving them credit for. How much sense does it make when you have a common problem to put all of your energies into declaring war on all those neighborhoods and communities with whom you share the problem? How smart is it to channel all your creative energies into activities that do nothing to bring you closer to solving the problem? Have you considered recycling, you say? Yes, I have, and I believe it's an idea whose time has come. Well, almost. You see, there has to be a market for the products of recycling, and a method that doesn't rely so heavily on the energies of volunteers if it's really going to work. With a present hands-off of almost everything administration in Washington, I'm not overly sanguine about the timely development of adequate markets. I fear that a lot of backyards are going to end up as burial plots for a lot of neatly sorted waste products. Meanwhile, a lot of municipalities may end up getting sued for hernias and broken backs suffered by overworked volunteers. All of this sounds so cynical, I can't believe it's me saying it. After all, it was established long ago that I'm the one true reincarnation of Pollyanna. My answer to that is to point to our greatest role model for democracy, the first constitutional convention. If ever there was a group of NIMBYs congregated for internecine wars, that was it. The common good seems to have a way of overriding the most provincial of energy exercises. My challenge for you people who have gathered to oppose landfills is this. Don't disband when you've won. You will win, I think, if the site you're opposing has no more merit than Site 16 in Marcellus. When you win, why not make a truce with all the other NIMBYs in all the other localities and put your creative efforts into finding a real solution to our landfill problems? If we don't get together, we're not much more useful or successful than a cock grouse drumming on a rock in the middle of an open field where there are no hens to observe it. Well, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.